ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring some guests that have overcome challenges, some guests who will inspire you, and some guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you go to my website, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that free newsletter, you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques that will help you create the life that you desire. So that address again is AskSueLondon.com. Now, when you're at that website also, I want you to be sure to check out my life story book called Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. This book is my personal journey of overcoming abuse, illness, overcoming and healing Crohn's disease, going through divorce, a life and death pregnancy. I was given 30 minutes to live, and I also had a near-death experience. Now, if you're struggling in any of these areas in any way, I want to encourage you to go and pick up a copy of that book. It will be really inspiring and empowering for you. So you can purchase that again through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. You can go to Amazon.com, or you can call our book distributor. The phone number for that is 800-247-6553. Again, the phone number is 800-247-6553. Folks, today we have got a great show for you. I am so thrilled to bring this girl back on. Today, you're going to be touched by our guest and her personal story of overcoming horrific, I mean horrific, challenges in her life. Together, both of us are going to really inspire you to make positive changes in your life. Folks, today we've got Allison Arngrim back, and she's also known as Nellie Olson from Little House on the Prairie. So I want you to sit back. I want you to phone in and ask your questions, chat your questions in through the instant feedback area on Transformation Talk Radio. If you've gone through some challenges, today we're going to cover abuse, and Allison's going to share what she went through in her childhood behind the scenes of being on Little House on the Prairie. It's something that, you know, she's going to really help a lot of people tonight. I just know it. So let me tell you first about Allison. She's best known to viewers worldwide for her portrayal of the incredibly nasty Nellie Olson on the much-loved, long-running hit television series Little House on the Prairie. She continues to amuse audiences through her film, television, and stage appearances. Now, in 1986, when her friend and Little House husband co-star Steve Tracy passed away due to complications of HIV, Allison immediately began volunteering at AIDS Projects Los Angeles, and she continues to serve on as the Ambassador Council of AIDS Projects Los Angeles. She currently serves on the National Advisory Board of the National Association to Protect Children, fighting to give children a legal and political voice in the war against child abuse. Now, you can learn about Allison at the website www.hgd.com/Allison. So that is H as in Harry, G as in girl, D as in David, .com/Allison. ALISON. And today we're going to be talking about child abuse, and we're going to be talking about the website protect.org. So get ready, please call in. This is a show that I know is going to help many of you listening. So the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. And again, ask your questions through the instant feedback area on transformationtalkradio.com website. So without any further delay, let's get this girl on the show and get started. Allison, welcome back to Get Inspired Radio.
Oh, thank you. You know, I love hearing your little Canadian accent. I realized it when you said Phillum.
You know what? I knew you were going to bring that up again. I just knew you were going to go.
I heard the oot and the hoot, and then you said Phillum. And I went, oh, God, she said Phillum. I love it.
Okay, so now getting back to you. Okay, well, you had a big birthday, right? Let's talk about that. Let's change the conversation.
Just in January 18th, I turned 50 years old.
So how'd it feel?
Well, it does feel different. It does. It does feel weird. I mean, because that age hangs out to go. I thought 40 was going to be weird. But, you know, when I turned 40, which is a horrendous age for women and God forbid for actresses, but the week I turned 40, literally days after I turned 40, was when I wound up going to Paris for the first time.
Nice.
I got a call to go do a talk show in Paris, and not only did I wind up flying to Paris, doing a talk show, having a wonderful time, but it was the beginning of my whole French career, because that's when I found out how many Little House fans there were in France.
Yeah.
And now I'm going back there on Sunday, because I now regularly go to France to do my one-woman show in French. I had my book release there in French, and I'm there all the time. And if you told me before I was 40 that I'd be spending 2 months out of the year in France, I'd have said impossible. So having had that kind of experience, and it was in my 40th year that I started my new stand-up act, I really, the difference between my life at 39 and my life by, like, 42, night and day. So I'm kind of going, wow, what's my encore? What am I going to do now at 50 that by 52 I'll have a completely different career?
Well, before we went, we had to tell the listeners, before we came on, we were talking about, you know, all these, you're saying the AARP card.
Right. Get your AARP card down here,
I was telling you, and a lot of our listeners know, I'm turning the big 50 in November, and I'm so ecstatic over this. And my husband has already told me, book the time off because we're going on a Caribbean cruise.
Yes.
So I'm excited about that. But here in Canada, we've got CARP, C-A-R-P, CARTS.
Yeah.
I think it's the same thing, right? That they have different programs and magazines.
You
and
get discounts on stuff. Yeah, in the magazine. And I know people who turned 50 and when they got the little form saying, oh, you qualify for AARP, they threw it out. I said, oh, no, I carry that thing around to get my discount.
Well, you know, it's really funny. We do go to the States a lot, and we'll go in the restaurant. And my husband, he turned 55 a couple days before you did. And so he's all excited, and he saw the senior menu. And the senior's discount here in Canada is like 60, right? And so it's, 50? It starts at 50 in some parts of the States. And so and so he's all excited. He's ordering from the seniors menu. And he goes, come on, Sue, order from the seniors menu. It'll be good for you. And I said, well, I'm not 50 yet. And he goes, oh, you'll pass for it. Don't worry. And so here I'm ordering from the 50 menu. And I was so excited. I'm texting all the kids. Oh, Mom just got the seniors discount at the restaurant. I'm so excited. You know, they thought we were totally up a tree. But it's exciting, isn't it?
And it varies here. It's like some restaurants at 55, some at 60, 65. I remember years ago my father went to order a sandwich off the seniors menu, and it was like 60 or 65 or something. And he was indeed old enough to do it. And the waitress didn't believe him because my father never did look his age. Yeah. And she was like, no, you have to be over 60 to order from that. He goes, yeah, I know. She's like, I'd never seen anyone be forced to produce ID to prove they were over 60 years old.
So
I like that. I like that when I go to get my like post 50 discounts, no one's going to believe me. So that's kind of fun.
I know, exactly. And you know, folks, we're talking today, you know, Allison and I are openly sharing our age. Honestly, you know what? Everyone listening, who hides their age, you should be lucky and proud that you're alive and you wake up in the morning. And why hide that fact? You know, you're getting older. You're lucky to be alive. Don't hide that. That's a big thing.
I've always been one of those people. Yeah, getting older, consider the alternative.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so I always say I get up in the morning and, you know, being given 30 minutes to live in my life more than once. Right. it's a big gift for me to wake up. So, you know, I'm glad to hear that you're, you know, really excited and being that age. And don't you feel wiser?
I like to think so. I mean, well, like I said, I lost so many friends to age. I just had a friend die a couple weeks ago, 39, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. And so having seen so many people die in their 20s and 30s, yeah. I can't go, oh, it's so awful, I'm 50. I'm sorry, I've been to too many funerals. I've, you know, yeah. It's like, no. And when you talk about, you know, you were given 30 minutes to live.
Yeah.
I'm an ex-child star. Have you seen life expectancy for ex-child stars?
Yeah.
And I suffered abuse as a child, and we have all sorts of problems and PTSD, and people are abused as a children with the higher risk of alcoholism and drug abuse and suicide, and also they now say trauma can cause heart problems, your cortisol levels.
Yeah.
Yeah. My odds of living to be 50 weren't that hot. I'm very happy to be here.
You know, and it's interesting, we have to go to a break in a minute here, but it's interesting you brought that up about, you know, this all the celebrities and children stars and dying young and the drugs and that. Look what happened to Whitney Houston.
Wait, I outlived Whitney Houston?
You know, I am in shock over that. Yeah, yeah, it's incredible. It's such a sad story, what's happened to her. And, you know, here's an example that... You know, she was a year younger than me, and I think that's what really hit me. Well, actually, I guess you could say 2 years younger than me. She's 48, and I'll be 50.
Right, I know. You know? It's like ridiculous. She's younger than us.
Yeah, yeah, it's something else. But, folks, you know, we're going on about it, about our age, and we're so excited about it, but really, be grateful to be alive. Be grateful you have a life and that you wake up in the morning. That's what it's all about. Now, what we want to do is we're just going to take a short break here, Allison. And then when we come back, I want you to share with the audience your life.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Folks, stay tuned.
The entire book, all 300 pages.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know if we could do it. Folks, stay tuned. We're just going to take this short break. And then when
good.
We come back.
I can grab the water.
Grab your water. That's right. And folks, go grab your water. Take your quick pee break, whatever you need to do. We're going to take that quick break. And then when we come back, Allison's going to share with you her personal journey of overcoming horrific challenges. And again, remember, you can call in today. And that number to call is 1-800-930-2819. And please ask your questions through the instant feedback area on transformationtalkradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and today we have actress Alison Arngrim here, and we're talking about life on Little House on the Prairie, the famous hit TV show, and the behind-the-scenes stuff that happened in Alison's life. Now, Alison, let's put some focus now on what happened at home. Can you share, first of all, with the listeners, you didn't have a normal family to begin with.
to put it mildly, yes.
Why don't you tell them who your parents were?
Well, yeah, see, I was born in New York and raised in Hollywood. So my family were all in show business. My mother, Norma MacMillan, was the voice of Casper the Friendly Ghost. Uh-huh. She was also the voice of Underdog and Underdog's girlfriend, Sweet Polly Purebred, on Underdog, and she was Davy of Davy and Goliath. Uh-huh. And she was also, I mean, her big claim to fame was the first family album, which was really huge here when they did the album about the Kennedy. She was Caroline and John John.
Oh, okay.
And she was also the voice of Gumby.
Oh, yes.
So my mother was Gumby and Casper and Sweet Polly Purebred and Davy. And she was born in Vancouver, and my parents, they met there. My father was from Saskatchewan. And my father, Thor Arngrim, worked for Seymour Heller & Associates, and he wound up being assigned to manage Liberace. Mm-hmm. And so my father was working for Liberace. He was a big talent manager, and my mother was a cartoon. And they met in Vancouver and married there, and then they lived in Toronto. Then they lived in New York, and that's when my mother started doing all the voiceover, and my father was on Broadway. And then they came to California. Mm-hmm. And so everyone we knew, I mean, up until I was seven, I think I thought everyone was on television because everyone we knew was on TV. I just thought everybody was on TV. It was a normal thing to do.
Yeah.
And my parents were eccentric, would be putting it mildly. I talk about it in my book. My parents had an open marriage. My father was bisexual. And my mother didn't think this was strange in the least. And they weren't really out about it to half their friends. Like, half the friends completely thought they were a normal, straight, boring couple. And the other half knew that they were totally bonkers. In fact, there were people who met my dad who were stunned to know that he had a wife and kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, oh, are you adopted? I'm like, no, figure it out. And they were like, wait, he's married? Wait, not still. Yes, really? Yeah. I'm like, really? And so it was these weird, like, sort of double life thing going. And then, so I started working when I was 6 years old. But it was the 1960s in Hollywood, and things were very crazy. And my parents, they weren't really focused on being parents. And so they thought it'd be a brilliant idea. I mean, I had the weirdest collection of babysitters. They were always leaving me alone with bizarre people. I actually said at one point, I said this in my book too, I said, you know, that 3 out of 4 of my babysitters were confined to a mental hospital at one time.
Wow.
And I actually sat down and went through everyone who babysat me. And you know that that's not even an exaggeration?
Wow.
It's like these people just were very insane people.
Yeah.
And they left me alone a lot with my older brother, which I'm sure at the time seemed like a brilliant idea because you didn't have to pay him.
Yeah.
But as it later turned out, this was someone who was extremely disturbed and became a very severe drug addict and, you know, mm-hmm. in and out of jail. And I wound up getting severely abused. I mean, he was violent and out of control rage. And so I was sexually abused and physically abused, mm-hmm. not to mention emotionally abused,
yeah.
for several years as a kid. Yeah. And, you know, anyone who's been through this, anyone who's lived in this situation where there's incest and sexual abuse, it's never just once. It goes, once it starts, it becomes a nearly daily thing.
Yeah.
It becomes something you accept as part of your daily existence.
And how old were you when that started? Were you six?
Yeah. I was six, which is really young. And therapists and doctors who treat people like this say that's particularly young, and that can be extremely traumatic. You know, it's, the younger it is, the worse it is for you.
Yeah.
It went on. It always goes. I mean, that's the thing when people talk about under the law, it's called continuous sexual abuse.
Okay.
Because what's hard for people who weren't abused or don't know about this stuff to understand is they hear about a child being sexually molested or abused.
Yeah.
Well, once, and they go, that's bad enough. When it's incest, it's almost always literally hundreds of times.
Wow.
And it's hard for someone who doesn't know about these things, hasn't been through it, to say, how can something be hundreds of times?
Yeah.
If the person is in the house, how is it not hundreds of times? Unless something stops them. Unless something from outside comes in and says, you can't do this anymore, they'll just keep doing it.
Now, can I ask you, did your parents, were they ever suspicious?
Or were I think there were moments when they were, because by today's standards, I gave every possible sign that was something was wrong.
Okay, now, right there, stop. What are the signs?
Because there you are.
People listening, right?
Right, because, I mean, back then there were no brochures, you know, being handed out.
Yeah.
Now. I asked not to be left with him. I was withdrawn. I had trouble sleeping. I fell asleep in school all the time. I cried a lot. I had mood swings. I wet myself. I had a speech impediment and a lisp and had to go to speech class after school. I had all of these neurotic symptoms of a child. I had rashes and all sorts of irritations in my genital area.
What about eating disorders?
I didn't do eating disorders, although, I mean, everyone thought I had an eating disorder when I was in my late teens, early 20s, because I was so freaking thin.
Oh.
When I ate and ate and ate, and I had one of those metabolisms, I couldn't seem to gain any weight. I did have, as I said, I had trouble sleeping, fell asleep in class every day. They thought I was a complete idiot at school. I was getting straight A's, but I was asleep at my desk most of the time. They couldn't figure out how I did it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had all these, I was very, very scared, neurotic, agitated, shy. All the things that went on nowadays, people would have said, is she okay? You know, it's now someone would have said, are you okay? The school nurse nowadays would have said, what's with you?
Yeah.
And,
well, you know what's
interesting? Yeah, somebody would have asked questions. But back then, people just didn't ask that question. They just didn't.
Yeah, and, you know, I can remember my oldest daughter was in kindergarten, and we would stay after school, and she'd play on the playground, and I volunteered at the schools, and so I knew all the staff, and the kindergarten teacher happened to be out on the duty after, you know, when school gets out to look after the kids, and my daughter got fooling around. She talked so much, and she wasn't paying attention, and she fell. And when she fell on the side of her face, and her face was all scraped up from the pavement, and it was bleeding and that. And the teacher came over to me. She says, oh, Sue, I'm really glad that your daughter had this happen here. And I said, well, why?
Because we saw that she fell and didn't think that you beat her senseless.
Exactly. And she said, now, what happens in the schools when there's a child that has any, like, scratches or bruises or anything that's in an uncommon place, they have to investigate and report it, which I'm glad they do it. Some parents get their back up about it, but I'm really a protector and of kids, and just like you are, and standing up for them. And it's terrible how the world is now that a teacher would have to say that. But on the other hand, the right kids are getting more help, don't you find?
Well, it's the fact that it's out now. I mean, it's kind of, it was so far the other extreme, it was insane.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
When I was a kid, I remember before they had no mandatory reporting laws, there was a girl at our school, it was about like seventh grade, and she was being horribly beaten by her stepfather. And I think she may possibly have been sexually abused as well. And she was coming to school with bruises on her thighs. And I had met her family, and it was not good over there. And she would say, what happened? And she would tell you, oh, he beat me, he beat her with a coat hanger.
Yeah.
And she would not tell it. We begged her to tell someone. I and several of her friends, we went to a teacher and we said, this girl, you know her, she's close. Her stepfather, who is a very skeevy looking guy, is beating her naked with a coat hanger.
Oh, my God.
And the teacher said, I'm not allowed to tell anybody or get involved.
Oh, doesn't that? Oh, see, that just riles me.
And see, now they say, oh, crap. Well, now I have to, like, you know, call her in and see, we have to send her to the principal's office because we have to do a thing in a mandated report. And then this was the other extreme. Oh, no, I can't. And I know people who told me terrible stories, people older than I am, that when they were young and they went to the police and tried to tell them that they were being sexually abused by a parent, and the police went and called their parent and said, come down here and pick up your child. They're telling lies.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, you'd be sent back to your abuser. So the number of people who were beaten by their parents, sexually abused by their family, who did go to school and the teachers would say nothing, it may seem a little shocking now that every time a kid shows up with a bruise, you have the teachers going, are you okay? Are you okay? Something up is it the parents? But it was so far the other way, where people were showing up bleeding and nobody said a word. That, well, now they're going to ask. They're going to check.
So let me ask you this. If there's someone listening right now, whether they are a child going through this or somebody, an adult knows of a child going through this, what's their first step? What do you say? Where do you send them? What action do you feel they should take?
Well, you know, there are people who will handle this professionally. I mean, that's the thing. There's, you can call, in America, we have 1-800-4-CHILD. We have a hotline, the Child Help USA number. If you see something, people, you want to get involved and try and investigate on their own, and that things just muddy the waters.
Okay.
You can call your social services agency, and maybe they do a better job than Canada. They're a bit overwhelmed here. We have a problem here in the U.S. where often social services, one caseworker for child abuse might have 400 or 500 families they're supposed to go see, and then we're shocked when children turn up dead and they didn't follow it.
Yeah.
You can call the police. You know, rape is a crime. Raping children is a crime. Making child pornography with your children and selling it's a crime. Beating a child is a crime. And in most localities, the police are actually trained how to do an appropriate investigation of what questions to ask and not ask and who to ask them so that it is done correctly. So it's not just someone crashing about like a bull in a china shop. But absolutely, absolutely speak up. There was just a story in the news here of a teenage girl who was being starved and beaten and kept in the basement. Neighbors had seen her outside eating trash out of the trash can. And a couple had called it in. But they said, you know, they couldn't necessarily get anyone to come either. But to say, oh, I saw that and I didn't phone. Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah. And there are people out there like that. And folks, if you're my listeners, I sure hope you call, you know. What I want to do, Allison, is let's take a quick break right now, because when we come back, I want you to share with everyone how, by you playing the role of Nellie Olson, how it saved your life. Okay?
Okay.
Folks, just stay tuned. We're going to come back, and Allison will share more about her personal journey, her horrific story. Remember, you can call in, ask your questions, 1-800-930-2819. Also, ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage, transformationtalkradio.com. Make sure you go to my website, AskSueLondon.com. Get those videos, and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529, or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter King has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of
The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy. Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
On Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. It's Nellie Olson Day here today, folks, and I have actress Allison Arngrim here, and we're talking about what it was like for Allison to be in front of the camera as Nellie Olson and the behind the scenes, what happened in her personal life. Quite the horrific story. Allison, I have to tell you, I taught my hat off to you, girl. As you know, we've talked before, and I told you, you really upset me as Nellie Olson. I can't tell you that, just as you've done for millions of others. But I want to quote you here, because you said, I played Nellie Olson. When I played Nellie Olson, she allowed me to scream, to howl, to throw things, to pour out all my pain and rage over and over again in a safe place. Let's talk now about how playing the role of Nellie Olson saved your life.
Well, I mean, okay. Here I was explained, you know, as a child, I was falling asleep at school, and I tended to be very shy, and I was getting beaten up at home, beaten up at school. And by the time I was 11, well, when I was 10, I got a movie, got to get out of town for a while. So the molestation stopped, the beatings were off and on, but, yeah, general life was weird. And I was going to junior high, I was getting clobbered at school. And I was auditioning for things, and I wound up auditioning for Little House on the Prairie. Well, yeah, I read for the parts of Laura and Mary, which is hysterical. I didn't get those.
Yeah.
And when I got Nellie, I was stunned because she was so awful. Here was this girl, this complete bitch, this bully. And I remember thinking, this is really funny. She's the villain. But also I thought, me of all people, wait, I'm going to scare people. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that it would grow to become this terrifying character that would be so intimidating. And when I realized that this was happening, it really worked. It really did change it. I mean, one, what a wonderful thing. You know, you get these parts where you have to be nice to people all day, and here I was ranting and raving, being horrible to people all day.
Yeah.
But people were intimidated by me. They still are. I still meet people, and they sort of back up, and they're very intimidated that I was Nellie Olson. And I'm, like, the least intimidating person on earth.
Oh, can I add to that?
Yes.
Can I add to that? Because, folks, I'm telling you, I've talked to this girl now a few times. I love her. And I could tell you when Harlan, her publicist, came to me and said, oh, you know, how would you like to have Allison Arngrim on your show? I said, I can't. She's too scary. She's too mean. And, you know, and then, you know, Harlan sent me videos of you on your different interviews and that. And my husband and I sit and we watch your show a lot. And, you know, now, you know, my husband Ross has listened to the interviews and he said, you know, she's really a different girl. But we both comment how you are, I just want to hug you. And my husband says the same, because you're such an incredibly talented actress to be able to be like that and be so different in person. You know,
well,
so.
Thank you. I mean, I know that there were people who said things like, well, is she like that way she is on the show? And I thought, what an odd idea that they would actually shoot a series, what, just go find a horrible girl. I mean, what, did they keep me in a cage and then, like, let me loose when it was time to film? How would you get anything done in 7 years of filming every day if you had someone who was that completely insane, out of control, and horrible? So, no, obviously it's an act. But I must have really hit a nerve, because the number of people who believed it, just, it still astounds me, and people are intimidated by me, and I'm just not terribly scary. But I love it, because as a shy person, it's great. It's great to have this sort of, like, buffer thing that people are sort of, like, frightened of me. It's like, really? Yeah. That's great.
and you know, did you find, too, that it helped you not to hold all those negative emotions in you?
It's
right.
True. People who've been abused as kids, I mean, it's like, where do you go with all that rage? And you see with the people who turn it against themselves. You know, depression is anger turned inward and learned helplessness. Yeah. And when you see the people who turn it on themselves, the people who turn to drugs and booze and wind up committing suicide, the poor girls who cut themselves.
Yeah.
It's, you know, turning all this violence and rage in on yourself. And that is what most victims do. And it's not pretty. And to have anything, I don't know, sports, something, if you can't get the therapy, find something to get out of yourself. Don't turn it on you. God, turn it on them. Turn it on anybody. But it's to get it out in any way possible is a relief. And I had this bizarre situation where I was being rewarded for exhibiting all these negative emotions. I was like, shit, great. Let me get out.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I went through abuse from my father, and then I married my father, and I went through abuse with my first husband. Mm-hmm. And you know what was really good for me was kickboxing at the gym.
Exactly.
Powerful stuff.
Exactly. That's an incredible thing you do. And for a lot of people, to physically, even if it's only in a class, the physical sensation of going through the motions of fighting back. That had to have had a huge effect on you. I mean, we forget how the body and the brain are intertwined. I mean, this is something they've been coming out with more lately about the effects of trauma, that it's not just your body that takes a beating when you're beaten. Your brain remembers things. When you're forming neural pathways in your brain, you're learning to tie your shoes. You're learning the alphabet. We all know that you learn those physical moves by repeating them over and over. And they become second nature. You don't think about the alphabet. You don't think about how to tie your shoes. You learned it as a child. And that part of your brain, well, the same part of your brain that memorizes how to tie your shoes and learns that by rote as you're doing as a child, is also memorizing the being beaten, the being sexually abused, the being treated like an object. All of these things, when they're done over and over at that age, become part of your neural pathways, too. It's not good. And that has to go somewhere. And when you change things physically, when you're actually doing something like kickboxing, where you're saying no and you're fighting back and you're kicking, the sensations of those moves, that goes to your brain. Yeah. It doesn't stop at your fist.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else was really empowering for me? And I'm a huge animal person, and I started working with horses. And feeling that I was very fearful of them, and I can go
up to terrified of the thing. Terrified of poor horses.
You know what? Well, I was bucked off as a young child.
Ooh, that'll do it.
And so that's what did it, right? And my grandfather tried everything to get me back on these horses and that, and it was the only animal that I was scared of. Except I don't like snakes. Don't go there with me with snakes.
Funny, because they're the one animal I like.
Oh, you're just crazy, girl. That just caps it. All I can say about that one. But I'm only kidding. But what happened was that when I wanted to face that fear once and for all and get over that, because I was watching my 5-year-old grandson say he was scared of horses because grandma was. And I thought,
no.
So I faced the fear, and I'm not scared of them now. But I found it was so empowering for me to, you know, get on the horse, be able to control it and make it stop and turn and all that stuff. So horses are really empowering as well for people, you know.
Well, a lot of disturbed kids, a lot of people have been abused, they do. They take the horseback riding and well, you know, saying about my wonderful publicist, Harlan, he actually helped me to get back on a horse. I'm not going to be National Velvet anytime soon. I would really say I'm sort of like, I'm much less afraid of them now. It's the best I can come up with. But I was like pathologically afraid of them before. And now, yeah. I know they're not going to kill me. And he showed me how to ride a horse, and it's much better. But there is something very therapeutic about horseback riding, working with animals. I know my cat, my cats, kept me from losing my mind for years.
Oh, for sure. And I have three dogs, and I still work on my husband to get more. So animals are huge.
Why they're therapy dogs. But yeah, what we're realizing now is emotional abuse and physical abuse.
Yeah.
Things that affect your emotions. They used to say, well, you go through talk therapy and you'll release these and you'll get over it. But things that affect you mentally and emotionally, they do affect your body. There's these neural pathways in your brain. This stuff stays with you. And people don't realize it's not all in your head. People who are emotionally abused, if they do brain scans and physical checks, have different things going on in their brain and body. They have been physically impacted by that abuse. And even if you recover from the physical scars, you have emotional scars, but they are physical as well. It's not just all in your head. No, the reason you're not just getting over it is your body has learned a fear and flight response.
Yeah, and you know what?
Yeah, it's in your body. It is in your body chemistry. It's very difficult to overcome.
Can I give you an example of that? Because I didn't know I had that in me. And my father at the dinner table used to throw forks at me and throw different things at me. And I developed this lift up my shoulder to protect myself. And so anytime I was around a man that would maybe be argumentative or, something was not comfortable, I was still lifting up that shoulder years later to protect myself. Didn't even know I was doing that.
Oh, I carry so much tension in my shoulders. I'm always at the chiropractor with that one. It's always right in the shoulders, ma'am.
You know, I went for network chiropractic. I don't know if you're familiar with that. And that was really, it's like energy work as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't have that problem at all anymore. But but there's an example of how it stayed in my body, and I wasn't even aware of it.
I was amazed reading stuff about, as I said, the brain chemistry, things like cortisol, various stress and, the fight and flight response, we're creating certain stress hormones in the body, and all the things that are absolutely physical. And they've now found that people who were abused as children have a higher rate of heart disease.
Yes.
Due to chemical changes in the body. And, that's kind of depressing to hear. But, at least they're looking at how to treat that and how to, reverse that process. But it explains a lot. And there's a lot of doctors who've had a lot of success with music and dance training for people who've been abused to help. Yeah. As I said, it's the physical and the mental are so connected. Exercise, dance, horseback riding, all these physical things. You go, sure, that feels good. You're going to blow off some steam, but how's that going to help with your abuse and trauma issues? Yeah. Actually, it does. It really does.
Allison, last week on the show, I don't know if you know him, Mark Romero. Do you know him?
Oh, sounds very familiar. Who is he?
Mark, he's actually from California, and he does music, healing, helps people heal through music. And I experienced this before he came on the show, and I had the healing music. And what happened for me, here we are years later, my father's passed over to the other side. I thought I was totally fine. And I listened to the music, I started sweating and having flashbacks to being abused. And then it came out and I was fine. But that's what he has music that helps you through with the vibration of it. Very, very powerful stuff. I'll connect you to him after the show. We'll have to talk more about that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting here looking online. Healing music and portal. That sounds awesome, but that's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Do you know who Dr. Bruce Perry is?
No, and
I think he originally came out of Canada. You check out Dr. Bruce Perry. He's got several really great books out. And about the whole brain chemistry connection with abuse. Really, really good stuff if you haven't read Dr. Bruce Perry. He's also on the board at the National Association of Protect Children or Protect. Child Trauma Org. And he's written numerous books, Born for Love, and a lot of them are about trauma and patients he's worked with.
Oh, good. Well, Allison, let's take a quick break. And when we come, let's give some tools and techniques to some people that need to help.
Cool.
Okay, folks, stay tuned. We're going to take that really quick break. And when we come back, Allison's going to give you some tools and techniques to move forward. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire?
radio host of the hit show Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my very good friend, Allison Arngrim. Yes, I love this girl, folks. Mm-hmm. Nellie Olson is not the mean person that you think she is. Allison, before we go and talk about the tools and techniques that people can do, I have a message that's come through here on the online instant feedback area. The person is anonymous with their name and their location, but she says here, How is Michael Landon to work with? From watching him for years and still watching the reruns, he was like the perfect person. You were awesome in your part as Nellie. Never knew what you're going to do next. Now, I'll tell you quickly that, Allison, since you told me that Michael never wore underwear, both my husband and I are traumatized, and that's all we think about when we watch the So you don't have to talk about that with this person, but do you want to address that quickly and then we'll go on to...
He was fabulous. He was so not Paul Engels. He was like Paul Engels except when he wasn't. I mean, he was very Hollywood. And he was married a couple of times and he was certainly the last one to claim to be perfect and smoked and drank. But he also had a wonderful sense of humor and he really, you know, ran a tight ship and made sure that we kids were all really, you know, held accountable and made to work hard, that we went to school. And I mean, I think the reason the show was so successful and the reason so many of the people from the show are in such good shape is because of Michael Landon, the way he ran that set.
Yeah, and to answer that question to that person on the instant feedback area, we did have Allison on, and we talked a lot about her on Little House on the Prairie. Gosh, it was December you were on.
Right, well, she needs to get my book. See, here you go. We're going to
yes,
my book is called Confessions of a Prairie Bitch, How I Survived Nellie Olson and Learned to Love Being Hated, which I did and I do. And in Confessions of Prairie Bitch, I talk a lot about Michael Landon. I think the chapter, what is it called? It's Michael Landon, St. Anne Sinner.
Yes.
So I encourage her to get the book. There's some really wonderful stories about Michael and how completely bonkers he was. And
it's
what
a great
he really
book.
Like.
It's a really great book. Yeah, it's really great. Where do they go for it?
Well, you can get it. It's still in stores, but it's really easy to get, of course, on Amazon. Is the easiest place for us to get everything. It's just go online, and absolutely, you can get it in hardcover, paperback, and Kindle. And you can actually order it in French now because I made a deal with a French publisher as well.
Oh, do you know what? These questions are still coming. Oh, you know, I think I started something here.
Now we're in trouble. You got the question. Now, you told him I was nice. That's what. Now they're all calling in. That's the problem.
Okay, how did you know he did not wear underwear? Oh, I think we started a whole new show.
You got to buy that book. Well, he wore very tight pants, and it was...
Yeah.
Indeed, get the book.
We're
talking about... about the tools to survive, in my case being Nellie Olson and everything else. In the book I talk about how I'm a big believer in it's never too late to have a happy childhood.
Yes.
If you're experiencing trauma, if you've been horribly, horribly traumatized, something horrible, whether it was childhood abuse, it can be something else. If you had someone die really close to you, I mean, that can affect you. First of all, admit that it is serious. We so often women try to be tough and strong, and guys are supposed to be tough and strong, but women do it. They try to take care of everybody else first and say, it's not a big deal. Yes, I was abused, but I'm over it. It's not a big deal. It is a big deal. It did affect you in ways you don't even understand, and it is a big deal, and you need to take time for yourself and go take care of this. Please get in touch with some kind of professional, whatever kind you like, whatever kind of healer or therapist you want, but let somebody help you. If you've got any cash or you can find someone who will do it cheap, see a therapist. If not, there's phone numbers you can call, everything from 12-step meetings to various free therapy. Get someone who knows what they're doing.
Okay.
And go ahead. Also, take care of yourself. You're going to have to, they call it like learning to reparent yourself. Mm-hmm. The people who hurt you are never going to come back and fix it. They're not going to come back and say they were sorry and make it better. They're just not. Even some of them might want to. It's not going to work. You're the only one who is going to be able to make this better.
That's right. You have to do it for yourself, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Now, is there one thing that you would say to somebody as a tool? Like, I wrote total truth letters and got all my anger out in these letters, tore them up, right, and burned them. Is there something that you might have done differently that maybe you could share with, you know, the listeners?
I would have done things sooner. I spent so long keeping secrets and not talking about it because I thought, you're not supposed to talk about that. I don't want to tell people about that. I've been an idiot. As soon as I started talking about it, I started to feel better. And the more I've talked about it, I'm just like, what was I thinking, keeping this for secret? For who?
Yeah.
So keeping the secrets does not work. It only makes it worse. So get it out there. Find someone to talk to. Do not keep the secret. And get into action. Get it also off yourself. You're not the only person this happened to. And there are other people going through this. And it's not just about your abuser. They make it all about them. It's not just about them. There's a bunch of abusers. And it's not a quote, personal problem. It is a societal problem. And, in fact, it's a political problem. Because in our society, these people get away with this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying my work with protect.org. You can go on the web and read about them. But there are groups like Protect who are helping other people. And I discovered when I was working in AIDS the number of people living with HIV and AIDS who were living longer, doing better on their meds, having higher T-cell counts, were the ones who were politically active or socially active, who volunteered, who spoke up for people with AIDS. They all measurably had physical differences. And I believe this is turning out to be the same for people suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, from trauma. When you step out and say, look, I'm not the only person who went through this. There's something that can be done. I can make a difference. And you go and you help these other people. It really is. The difference is like night and day. You're doing
absolutely.
It's no longer turned inward. You're no longer helpless. It's a fantastic feeling.
Very well said, my friend. And you know what? We are so out of time. Folks, please, if you need help, get help. Allison is proof that, you know, you can move forward and check out the site she talked about. Definitely buy her book. Allison, I love you, my friend. You are always welcome on my show.
Thank you.
And we will talk, so we'll have to connect through Facebook.
Okay, I sent you a friend request. So.
Okay,
there.
I'm looking for it.
All right.
Folks, truly, check these sites out for with Allison, what she's given you, and go forward and heal. You're definitely worth doing that for yourself. I want to thank my guest today, Allison Ungram, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific time. Now, next week, we've got James Ert coming on, and we're talking about getting physically fit. So on behalf of my guest, Allison Ungram, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. So have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.